Support for KSJD's streaming comes from Osprey PAX, independent since 1974, setting the standard for creating and producing innovative, high-quality, caring equipment designed to inspire and ease your journey. Osprey PAX is committed to the local communities where it operates and to protecting the wild places its customers love to explore. For more information, visit OspreyPAX.com.
This is KSJD. Good morning. I'm Tom Yoder. Today I have members of the Montezuma Cortez High School Drama Department with me here in the KSJD studio. They are performing the play You Can't Take It With You in November, and this morning we're going to talk about that production as well as their haunted house that will be happening this weekend for Halloween. Joining me in the studio this morning are David Gonzalez Overton, Caleb Burris, Kyle Miller, and Liam O'Shields. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Morning. Morning.
Well, let's start off and talk about You Can't Take It With You. Who wants to tell me about this play and just kind of give me a general plot for those who may not be familiar? Anyone want to jump in? Caleb wants to.
This play is about a normal family and a really crazy family and how they react when they're combined by an engagement of two of the people in each family.
Where is it set?
It's set in the house of the Sycamore family.
Okay. I'm not sure where it is geographically.
New York.
Also, oh, is it New York?
Yeah, okay. New York's in the late
1920s. 1930s.
As we're coming out of the Depression is when it's kind of based.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Were you guys familiar with this play before, or is this something new? Because this play's been done. I mean, there was a movie done. There was like an Academy Award for this movie. Did any of you guys know anything about this before you guys started?
I'd heard the name a few times, but never anything more than that.
I was only familiar because it was something that Sandner has done a few times, like in his acting experience, and we've talked about it a lot.
And he's your drama.
And he is our director.
Director, yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay, great. Well, let's walk through each of your roles. Some of you are on stage, some of you are off stage. Let's start with you, David, and we'll just kind of work our way across the room here. And tell me a little bit about what your role is and what you're going to be doing during this production.
I guess you could say I'm behind the scenes. I started off in a few different areas, and because of my split schedule among sports and theater, I ended up kind of moving around, and I ended up as the tech assistant. And so what that entails is if someone on stage or backstage needs help building something, moving something, creating something, turning something on or off, whatever it is, I will be there to help them in that regard. So anything related to tech, I'll be there helping. That's my basic role.
And is that typically what you do during productions, during the MCHS drama productions in the past? I know you worked on Chitty Chitty Bang Bang last year.
Normally I'm a stage manager or an assistant stage manager, and I kind of look over specific areas like stage crew, which is moving and building things, or lights, which is just lights. And so they're all split up, but what I'm doing is I'm covering every one of them now without so much as leadership role as a worker role to kind of help everyone in that
support
respect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Caleb, what about you? What's your role in You Can't Take It With You?
I am one of the actors. I am the father of the normal family, Mr. Kirby.
Okay, so you don't get to play the wacky family part. You're the so-called normal family.
Yeah, I'm the normal one for once.
So tell me a little bit about how you're preparing for your role, or how do you find out more and kind of get into your role?
The character I have to play is a really negative person, and I'm a positive person, so I have to, you know, stand straighter and not smile and kind of be boring. But other than that, I have to act professionally, like, because I'm a businessman from Wall Street, and yeah.
Okay. So you kind of have an idea of what that looks like, I guess, huh? Yeah. All right. Kyle, what about you? What's your role, and how are you preparing for it?
I play Paul Sycamore, who's the father of the crazy family.
You're the crazy side of things?
Yeah.
All right.
And I actually find this to have been one of the easiest roles to ever prepare for because it just fits my personality so well. Someone who's very, very out there and not really paying attention to the world around them most of the time, just lost in their head. That really goes with me, so it's not hard to do.
Right. So is this, have you done much drama in school before? Is this relatively new for you? Tell me about your experience with this.
Well, I've been involved in the drama department for about 5 years, I think. And yeah, this would be my fifth year. The first 2 years, I wasn't on stage. I just helped out backstage. Then I was in Macbeth when we did that. And then last year, in all three of the shows. I played the child catcher in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Ah, right on. So compared to those roles, is this one different for you? Or are you pretty, you said this is kind of a natural for you. Is this an easy role for you to take on?
Yeah, it definitely is.
Great. And Liam, tell me a little bit about your role then and what are you going to be doing during this production?
What I do is I'm assistant stage manager and stage crew head. So anytime the stage manager actually needs anything, I'll be there to just assist them with anything like keeping the actors quiet backstage, you know, that sort of thing. And as a stage crew head, I'm supposed to have all the stage crew help me build the set. But I don't have any stage crew anymore. They all left.
So you're working on the actual, like the props and things like that too?
I help move the props and I help get them into position, but otherwise I don't really build any of the props or actually organize them, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this something that's new for you or have you been working as a stagehand and in this capacity before?
I have had 1 year of experience, but I've never been assistant stage manager or a stage crew head. I've always just been stage crew and then helping out with everyone.
You guys have a new auditorium at the new high school. Tell me a little bit about that. Is it easier for you, more difficult for you to work as a stagehand?
It's easier because we have a lot more space and actual like stage, so we do have a lot more room and everything, but otherwise it's generally the same. We still just build walls.
Yeah. A little more space to move. It's a bigger auditorium, though, right?
Yes,
it is.
Yeah. Anybody else want to weigh in on the new auditorium? I actually haven't been there yet, so I'm not sure. I'm assuming there's more seats there too.
It is a bigger auditorium. We can fit some more people. We have more stage and more fly space, and we have more backstage, so we can actually build our set like in the building rather than going outside, and which we still do. But a big part of it is the technology involved. We have a light system that works all the time. We have a sound system that is just astronomical. It's an amazing sound system. And it's a very different experience. It seems the same while we're doing it backstage. But in reality, like comparing what you're going to see now to what you saw even our best show is going to be just worlds different because of the technology that has gone into it. The light system that you can color code the stage. You can give it a whole mood. And it's amazing and it's really nice.
Nice. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to KSJD. I'm Tom Yoder. This morning I'm talking with members of the Montezuma Cortez High School Drama Department. David Gonzalez-Overton, Caleb Burris, Kyle Miller, and Liam O'Shields are all in the studio with me this morning. They're going to be performing the play You Can't Take It With You. That's coming up in November. Caleb, let's dig a little bit more into the plot. You said basically it's two families, sort of a normal family and kind of a crazy family. How do they intersect? What's the kind of the way that those two families come together in this play?
The daughter of the crazy family is engaged to the son of the normal family. And so to get the families connected and to make the normal family see what's really going on with what they have to deal with, the son of the normal family brings them to dinner on the wrong night, so they see everything that they normally do, which is dancing, painting, and just a lot of crazy stuff. I know, like, fireworks
setting
go off.
Fireworks in the basement.
Nice. So, Kyle, tell me something that you're particularly enjoying about this production that you're in right now that you can't take it with you. Fireworks in the basement?
Yeah. Yes. We actually get to have real fireworks on stage, so I'm enjoying that.
Awesome. That's great. Well, tell me a little bit about, can somebody tell me what dates that you guys are going to be putting on the play and how people can buy tickets, that kind of thing?
Our show dates will be November 13, 14, 20, and 21, and those will have 7 p.m. shows. And then on November 14 and 21 will be our matinees, which will start at 2 p.m. And tickets for adults are $8, and students and seniors will be $5. And we've recently started messing around with online ticketing.
Oh.
So you can buy them at the door, always. You can find one of the students, and you can become a patron and buy them ahead, buy them ahead of time, kind of, for all the shows. Or you can go online to mchsdrama.org, and you can actually buy them on stage, and you can kind of like choose the seats that you want, and it's
nice.
Just going on there, and it's easy, it's an easy maneuverable site that you can get through, and it's a really cool idea. I think you still have to send it in by check. We haven't done the PayPal account yet.
Okay.
But you send it in by check. Once we get the check, your tickets are guaranteed, and you just give them your name, and you can get that. And one thing I didn't mention is that children that are under 5 do get into the play for free.
Okay.
And it is a family-friendly play, so it wouldn't be that bad of an idea.
Right on. Well, you guys are also doing a haunted house that's coming up this Friday.
Yes, sir.
Are all four of you involved with the haunted house?
We are.
Yes.
You guys are all doing that? Okay, so the theme is Outbreak. Does anybody want to describe what people who are going to be going to this haunted house are going to experience around the theme of the Outbreak?
You can expect a scary hospital visit, more scary than a normal one would be. And not just because of the bill. It has to do with tentacle monsters, a big thing we've been focusing on. The basic plot is there is a plague that's resurfaced. It's called Red Death. And in order to cure it, we found that parasites work as a good antivirus for it. But in order to mass produce them enough for this big epidemic, scientists decide to mess around with it and genetically modify them, and they ended up turning into huge parasites that burst out of people and take over the entire hospital. And so that's the basis of that one. So you walk in, and you started a waiting room. And through that you go, and it's at the Johnson Building. So
okay.
It kind of gives
Where's that at?
The Johnson Building is 925 South Broadway Street.
Okay.
It helps us being an old hospital. It helps with the eeriness, and we get to use both floors and most of that building. So it's a very big and extensive haunted house.
Nice. It sounds awesome. Liam, tell me a little bit about the haunted house. What are you going to be doing there?
I'm going to play a sort of SWAT character, security actor, pretty much.
Is this the kind of thing where you kind of guide people through it? Like take people through it, or do they kind of wander?
Personally, I'm not guiding, but there are some people who will not entirely guide, but more of like, I would say suggest. Like, hey,
I suggest you don't go in the basement.
Like, hey, you can follow me, you can see some crazy things. It's like, okay, I want to see that.
Right,
like exploding tentacles coming out of people.
Great. Have you guys done this before, Kyle? Have you guys ever done a haunted house before, or is this something that's kind of new?
Yes, I've been involved in all the haunted houses over the last 5 years.
Okay, great.
We do one every single year.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's a food drive associated with it?
Yes, $1 off of your ticket for every non-perishable food item you bring.
Okay, excellent.
And then it costs $8 for adults and $5 for students and seniors.
Okay, and then it's going to be both Friday and Saturday as you guys are doing this?
Yeah, and it'll be running from 7 o'clock in the evening to 10 o'clock in the evening.
Okay, excellent.
Possibly later on Halloween night.
If more people show up.
It's usually like 11.
Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Great. Caleb, what are you going to be doing in the haunted house? What's your role?
I'm one of the monsters.
Right on. I figured you probably would be.
we have a personalized monster, actually, for him. It's called a Strider.
All right.
And it's an animal kind of like creature, but it's on stilts. So Caleb will be on foot stilts and arm stilts, and he'll look like this spindly big creature that was genetically modified from trying to test the parasites on dogs. So it's a cool one, and you can expect to be chased by that. So.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you guys all for being here today. It was really nice talking with you. It sounds like you guys got a lot of fun stuff coming up.
Sure do. Mm-hmm. Thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
Sure. That's Liam O'Shields, Kyle Miller, Caleb Burris, and David Gonzalez-Overton. They're all part of the Montezuma Cortez High School Drama Department. They're going to be performing the play You Can't Take It With You in November, and their haunted house is coming up this weekend for Halloween. Thanks for listening to KSJD. Have a great day.